Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am Dr. Renee Sunday, the platform builder. You are listening to Good Deeds Radio. And you know, I know you have an awesome, fabulous, a wonderful day, evening, or afternoon, depending on where you are. You may be listening to us live. Also, you may be checking out YouTube or the podcast. But first of all, we want to take time out to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for, we're just so excited. We've been celebrating around here. We're actually number 57. I know that sounds like a big way down, but number 57 on the podcast of all the podcasts in the United States iTunes store. Now, that's a big accomplishment because let me let you know, it's millions and millions, and if you look at the statistics, being below 200 is a great accomplishment, but being below 100 is amazing as well. And we want to take the time out to thank you because you have really supported us, and we thank you for that. You know, I'm your host. I am Dr. Renee Sunday, and I am the platform builder. And what that is, you know, I help people identify their purpose if they're not aware. And then we build a platform so you can be seen, be heard, and guess what? Get paid, right? We have to get paid because we actually have to. It's an honorable thing, number one. But the thing about it is we have to help somebody else fulfill their destiny, their purpose in life, so they can have a fulfilled life, right? And Good Deeds Radio and TV and, of course, the magazine and all the things that we've been entrusted to do, that's what we do. We help you shine that light to the world. And that light is your goals, your dreams, your passion, your purpose. You see, it all goes together. We're here to help you shine that light, guess what, to the world. You know, to the world, because you have to let the world know. We have to know let the people know that we actually here to help and to build them up that they actually can move forward in life. You know, I can't hold my seat. I'm so excited. But let's get to the question real quick, the Dr. Renee question, because we have a powerhouse, a global leader with us, actually. I can't stand it. But the question for me that, you know, my team, I love them, but they hand me the question right when I get on air. And I think they like that. It's okay because, you know, first of all, I'm going to show compassion, which is love. And, you know, I'm going to be authentic. And, you know, I'm going to take it. Like the kids say, I'm going to keep it, what, 100, right? They probably have a new word now. I need to get it from my niece and nephew. Amen. But the question, and I get this question a lot. The question is, Dr. Sunday, and I'm going to paraphrase to keep it simple, but they want to know, I talk about being born and raised in poverty. I grew up in Birmingham, Alabama, so people always want to know, how did I do that reprogramming? How did I do that reset? How did I get to where I am right now from my humble beginnings and from the different, seem like every time they show, they turn on Facebook or something that we're doing something innovative. And so we had a long conversation, you know. But just quickly, the answer to the question is how. First of all, the thing about it, you have to have humble beginnings, as I said. My parents, I had a solid foundation, Christian-based foundation, and they didn't spare the rod. So you know what that's all about. But they always instilled in me that I was beautiful and I was wonderfully made. I'll be honest, as you know, I did go through bullying. I did go through the self-esteem. I did go through, guess what, the journey. Just like you going through, not saying, but through the journey, I had to have, first, my faith in God. The second thing is I had people around me that celebrated me. Guess what? They did not tolerate me. They did not let me stay in my pity party. They did not allow me to say I was going to try to quit or cave in. They did not allow that. They catapulted me. They ignited me, whatever word you want to use, to move me forward in this journey we call life. And the thing about it is I had a lot of people that saw, and I'm going to be real, saw greatness in me that I didn't even see in myself. And so what I do, my life journey, is to actually do that. for everyone I meet. I don't meet a stranger. So that's it in a nutshell. Me and the young lady had a long conversation, and I was able to help her and move her forward in life and her purpose. The thing about it is, wherever you came from, whatever you experienced, and we know sometimes it's not what we wanted to go through, but you know, as the old saying, I think Bishop Jake says it the best, is your pain will push you to your purpose in life. You know what I'm saying? I can attest when you growing up in what we say in a not-so-good neighborhood. But guess what? It was a good neighborhood because I came through it. And I make sure I empower people and I motivate people that no matter what you started, how you started, what you think you didn't have, you can do it, because you have to encourage and motivate yourself a lot of times. You have to be your own cheerleader. And actually, people will believe in you, people will trust you. And let me tell you, someone's going to come. If it's just one person, someone's going to come to help you and move you forward. Now, if you need that, you know I'll help you, because I always like motivating you. And I have to motivate myself. I have to do my meditation. I have to read my Bible. I have to read and pray and, you know, those things. And I have to make sure I do self-care. You know how I feel about that. But anyway, let's not delay. You know, we can talk more and more. Please send your questions in, and let's ask Dr. Renee the questions, okay? But we can't delay, because I have my pen. Guess what? I have my paper. I forever a learner, and, you know, I like to learn. I'm coachable, and I like when the guests come on. And I just take my notes. I go back and check out the replay, which you guys do so wonderfully. But we actually have an international, and I'm not just saying that. She's international business consultant. She's a global speaker. You see what I'm saying? She actually is the owner of her, I like it, her own LLC, Monica Motivate. See, she already, look, in her name, you know what she's going to do, right? Monica McCoy. She's just so amazing. She actually, this is what I love, and I know, y'all, you know it's going to be something about speaking, right? I love this, how she did it so wonderfully in her bio. She said, an award-winning speaker. You see what I'm saying? She was among 50 global women leaders who received a prestigious, you know, at the Women's Economic Forum in 2017, iconic women creating a better world, guess what, for all. See, I just love that. She letting you know that she is here and willing to help all. We actually need to make sure that we stand in place. She has so much. I like when, you know, she's my own heart, because she's actually have the amazing expertise that she shared with many groups that I love. Y'all know I'm a Mercedes-Benz girl. Amen. Just take the car in, boom, they get it fixed, right? And then also, of course, Coca-Cola Company. You know, being here in Atlanta, there's one of our amazing companies here. You know, I love it. I love it. But you know what? I only picked out a little bit because I love it when the guests come on and they're able to say in their own words the amazing journey that they've had in life. Because as the old people say, you know, I'm from Alabama, as the old people used to say in the church, can't nobody tell my story like my story. Now, y'all know I can hit that hymn, but we're not going to do it right now. Amen? So we're going to welcome none other than the international business consultant, global leader herself, the phenomenal world changer, Monica McCoy. Are you there?
Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, everyone. I am so excited to be here with you guys today. Thank you so much, Dr. Renee.
I love it. You can tell she'll drop the mic, lady. I can tell right now. Monica, tell us this, because you know I only tip the iceberg of the amazing things that you've done in life. So tell us a little bit more about what's going on in your life. I mean, you really changing the world, and really you're doing it. And tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so thank you so much, Dr. Renee. So as Dr. Renee said, my name is Monica McCoy, and I am the founder of Monica Motivate. So my story is unique and very similar to many of you on the line today. I literally went the traditional path from being in college, wanting to be a cardiologist, realizing that my junior year of college that I did not like the sight of blood. So if you're going to do heart surgery, you have to actually like the sight of blood and be okay with blood getting on you. But once I realized that I had to pivot, so listen to that word throughout this interview today, pivot, and I decided to major in psychology and go the corporate track. So I went to the Coca-Cola company where I worked for 15 years. And in that role, I literally had about 12 different positions. My most recent position before I decided to leave was an acting global director of strategy and innovation. But who knows that, you know, when you have a higher calling and a higher purpose, it's going to keep nudging at you until you decide to go on out there and follow it. So although on paper I was very successful, I was making a great salary. I was making well over six figures. I had global accountability, traveling the world, you know, responsible for global communities, Asia Pacific, Latin America, Europe, Africa. But deep inside, I knew that I wanted more in life and that my purpose was greater than what I was doing. So I decided to go ahead and venture out and start Monica Motivates, where my goal was to help individuals find their purpose and passion in life and live a life where they were not watching life pass them by, but instead living a life where they were walking in their authentic purpose. Because who knows that most of us, unfortunately, are watching life pass us by and are merely surviving and not thriving in this life. And my key to everyone on this call today is that you have one life to live, and you can decide whether you're going to live a life according to what everyone else thinks you should do with your life, or if you're going to live your life according to your authentic purpose and following what you know is your North Star. So I decided to resign from the Coca-Cola company in December of 2016, and literally it was one of the best decisions that I ever made in my life, because really where I have been since then, I have spoken in New Delhi, I've spoken in Cameroon, I've spoken all across the United States. I literally have spoken all across the world, and it has been one of those things that if I had not listened to that voice deep down inside that said, please go ahead and follow your dream, stop listening to what everyone else is telling you to do, go out there and do what you're supposed to do. And that's what I encourage everyone who's on the Dr. Renee podcast, call, listening live today, radio show, however you're hearing this today. If you take nothing else from myself and Dr. Renee today, it is truly to dig deep within and figure out what is your authentic calling, what is your authentic purpose, and go and do it. Because as is so beautifully stated in The Alchemist, once you make that decision to go and do it, the universe will conspire to make your dream come true. But you have to first be courageous to go out there and do it and put action behind it.
Now, you didn't say it all there, Martha. Well, Martha, let's do this a minute, because what I try to do here is you say it so wonderfully, but let's go back just a little bit. The thing that I admire that you took that leap of faith, we're going to say, but when you had that kind of uncomfortable feeling that you had to make that decision of leaving versus staying, and like you said, so many people were telling you something that may agree or may didn't agree with what was in your sphere. Tell us about that process a little deeper. I know we need to actually, ladies and gentlemen, you know how I am. You're going to contact her and get her products and services, but she's going to dive just a little deeper. How did that make you feel? Because, especially, and I have to go here, me, and I know a lot of men listening, how alone, especially being a lady, and, you know, we tend to have so many other responsibilities. I'll dive deeper in that too a little bit, because a lot of people, especially ladies, we have so many other responsibilities. We put everybody else before.
That is such a beautiful question, Dr. Renee. And what I'll tell you is I operate my life under five strategic pillars. They're called the five F's of my life. It's my faith, my fitness, family, my fortune, and then, of course, having fun. But you notice that number four was fortune. Number one is my faith. So I am guided by my faith. I'm guided by making sure I take care of myself and guided by what is best for my family. And then comes all the stuff that has to do with my professional calling. So here's what I'll tell you. The higher I was growing up in corporate America and the more money I was making, the less time I was able to spend with the people who mattered the most to me. So my husband and my two beautiful kids. And so even though on the outside I looked like I had it all together, I showed up to work looking good, I showed up sounding good, I showed up enthusiastic, ready to hit the next business goal, deep down inside, I was really challenged with the fact that I was spending 18 to 20 hours a day working and not present at all with my family. So whatever your priorities may be different from mine, but when you're making a critical decision, you have to evaluate what are your priorities in life. And see, my top priorities were and still are my faith, because that's the foundation. And when that, my husband happens to be a builder, and when he builds homes, if that foundation has a crack in it, no matter how beautiful that home is that he builds, that house is going to eventually crumble because it's not on a solid foundation. And it's the same with your life. If you are building your life on a shaky foundation and you know in your heart that you're not walking in your purpose and not doing what you're supposed to be doing, that foundation is going to keep on nudging at you because it's not solid. It's a big crack in it. And so I kept feeling that crack, Dr. Renee. I kept feeling it. It kept nudging at me because I was having all this professional success, but going home and not being present with my family, rushing through homework, rushing through cooking dinner, rushing through spending time with my kids and family. And at some point, that gets old. And so you can choose to say, well, I'll ignore that. It'll eventually get better. Well, it really is about what you want out of life. And I knew I wanted more flexibility than I had at the time. So I made a strategic decision to make an exit strategy out of corporate America. See, I knew 3 years before I put my resignation letter in that I was leaving. And I'll tell everyone on this call today, be strategic with your decision to exit. Don't just go out there and say today, okay, I'm leaving, and then turn your resignation letter in tomorrow. It is a strategic process to get out here and walk in your purpose. So make sure you set yourself up where you're going to have not just short-term success, but long-term success. And if you know that based on your priorities that you have right now, that everything is just all over the place, and you are just really waking up every day wondering what in the world is going on, and how did you get here, and how are you able to even function, you got to make a decision to change. Because I want you to learn from my mistakes. See, I kept trying to do this thing and work harder and saying that, okay, it's going to eventually slow down. But the higher up you go, the more intense it is. And I knew that I wanted to do something that just had a higher calling for my life and also something that I knew was going to actually change individuals' lives. So literally, if I break it down step by step, analyze your priorities. What are your priorities in life? Like I said, mine are the five F's: faith, fitness, family, fortune, and fun. After you analyze those priorities, determine, are you living a life that's completely out of control? Are you living a life that you can say, okay, my priorities are in check, I'm good with where I am? If you say that it's completely out of control, I challenge you to go ahead and put your strategy together to change. So if you're in corporate America and you know you need to exit, go ahead and put together your exit strategy. If you're an entrepreneur and you're doing everything by yourself and you don't have a team built out, go ahead and put a strategy together to put a team in place so that you can actually make your business have a chance at being successful instead of one of the statistics of businesses that fail within the first 3 to 5 years. Dr. Renee, are you there?
Are you there? Yes.
I'm here. Okay. So those are my three things: your priorities, do an analysis, and then build your exit strategy. And then once your exit strategy is built, go ahead and start implementing against it and exit. Your exit strategy should not be longer than 3 years. So if it's longer than 3 years, you're just playing around. Try to get it done within 1 to 3 years. But if you're saying I'm going to exit in 10 years, you're playing around and you're going to keep on living in the land of someday.
Mm-hmm. Monica, I wish you were around. Ladies and gentlemen, you know I have to say it. They know how I am. You know, God has a sense of humor for me because I didn't have the unction, and I'm so glad you did, of leaving. You know how you – let me just break it down right quick. You know how when you pray for increase, you see that people are pulling on you to do X, Y, and Z, and you say, Lord, I'm praying for increase. Well, mine happened, Monica. I had to, you know, when they did the all laying off and all this kind of stuff, it happened in the hospital as well. So I'm actually a board-certified anesthesiologist. And so I went from six big figures to 10 in one day. But, you know, so I wish you were around because you would have helped me because I had to really reinvent myself real quick. But I'm so glad the skill set, and I think that's what you're telling us, too, that you're going to tell us here how you do in your business now. The skill set that I have obtained in the 17 years of doing anesthesia, which I still do part-time, I was able to merge them over or transfer them over to the amazing things I'm doing now in regards to building relationships with people. And I know you're going to tell us about that, so I'm going to stop right there. But I have to say, we're going to help other people because I have to be the one that being a physician, being a doctor, and me and you get a pink slip. Yes, I can tell you about that, okay? Go ahead, Monica, tell us about that because with 17 years in a Fortune 500 company, amazing Coca-Cola, you know, I love them. And the things that you're doing now, I could tell in your voice that you're very passionate, that you are in your purpose. So tell us, you know, you're just international, global, you're everywhere. Tell us the things and the amazing things you talked about it briefly, but the things that you're doing now to empower the world.
Absolutely. So my major thing right now is working with entrepreneurs to give them access to supplier diversity funding and also venture capitalist funding. So as you said so beautifully, if you're still in corporate America, use your corporate job as a training ground for you to go ahead and launch your own business. And even if you don't launch your own business, use it as a training grounds to really develop yourself personally and professionally. Don't stay in the same role over and over again, but instead add a lot of things to your toolbox. Make sure you diversify your toolbox so that if a corporation does lay you off, you put yourself in a very attractive position to get another opportunity or to go out there and start your own business. So to the second part of your question, the main thing that I am very passionate about is really helping entrepreneurs learn how to get this venture capitalist funding and also the supplier diversity funding. So unfortunately, many of us, when we start our business, we're funding our business either with our 401k or just by taking out loans and not really knowing how we're going to fund the business long term. My strategy for each of you is to think about building strategic partnerships with your business. So go out there and think about how can I get a Fortune 500 contract, become a preferred vendor with this corporation? How can I pitch myself to get venture capitalist funding? Because at the end of the day, one of the things that really broke my heart the most when I was in corporate America was when I would have individuals come in who would pitch to me and try to get a corporate contract, and they were not prepared at all for the pitch. They came across as very unprepared and not knowing how to structure the conversation and unable to tell me what they were going to solve for the company, what gaps they were going to close. And so I literally take individuals through what I call Monica Motivates Pitch University. So I recently did a class for about 200 entrepreneurs in Cameroon, in Africa. And now, you know, literally I'm taking the class all around the United States. So we just had one here in Atlanta. We're going to Indianapolis. I'm going to Austin tomorrow. So we are literally taking Pitt University around the country. And the reason for this is because, quite frankly, less than 1% of minority business owners have a net profit at the end of the year of $100,000 or greater. So let that sink in for a second. If you are a minority business owner, less than 1% have a net profit of $100,000 or more at the end of the year. So that tells us that these are not businesses that are really, you know, taking it to the next level or are going to be around for generations to come. But these are businesses that are surviving payroll cycle to payroll cycle and not adequately setting themselves up for long-term succession planning and being able to sell the business and pass it along for generations to come in the family. So I literally want individuals to realize that you can have a multi-million dollar business if you structure it right, and also if you take the time to be very strategic about how you are leveraging and scaling the business and building partnerships. Because if you can take the time to get a great contract with a Fortune 500 company or get some venture capitalists behind you, then you can really take your business and scale it. Because right now, Dr. Renee, we're in what's called the digital revolution. Fortune 500 companies are now focused on really trying to automate their business and being able to scale. If you can take your service and our product and show corporations how to be more agile, how to get to their consumers quicker, how to make sure they're part of this digital revolution, you are literally going to separate yourself from the competition. So I tell people all the time, stop being downloaders in this economy where you're downloading everything, and instead start uploading. Because if you can start uploading and selling proprietary software, or, you know, building some unique service that you can offer, that's what's going to separate you, and that's what's going to really help you scale your business and make it not just a national business or a local business, but a global business. And that's what I really want people to take today, is that you can go from being a business that's not known today, that may be operating out of the basement of your home, to a world-class business if you will literally treat your brand like a Fortune 100 company.
Ooh, I love it. I so hate I've missed it in Atlanta, but I catch it. But let me ask you this, because, you know, I just had a light bulb experience. I think I have met you before now. When you said that, I think that's the, when you were giving a presentation, you said that and you told the room, just pause. Because the panel, it was people at your level, you know, from, I think they were from Delta and all that. They was at the NAAC coalition, the Rainbow Coalition. And I said, oh, my God, it just hit me that I heard you speak on this amazing topic before. But let me ask you this, because this is what question came up in the room that, and you said it so wonderfully, that we as, you know, minorities, we're not prepared. But I've heard people say this as well, and I would love to hear your take on it. Do you have to be in business for X amount of years, or do you just need a strong foundation that you mentioned earlier that we need? Because a lot of people, I've heard people say you need to be in business, you know, this, you know, length of time, but I'm sure the foundation needs to be there as well. So speak on that for us.
So I think that's a misnomer out there about being in business for a certain amount of time. So if you think about it, many individuals are entrepreneurs where they still have full-time corporate jobs and are building their business on the side. And even while you're an entrepreneur, you still want to go ahead and file your paperwork and become an LLC and go ahead and you know, treat your business separate than your corporate paycheck. So that's a separate entity while you're building your business on the side, or what they sometimes call a side hustle. So many of you are saying today that I literally, Monica, want to, you know, go out there and get these contracts today. Here's what I'll tell you. You can get the contracts when you're ready. So many times you have to start off as what's called a subcontractor. And a subcontractor is someone who literally subcontracts with tier one, tier two, or tier three vendors. What these individuals are able to do is they are able to learn from someone who already has a relationship with a corporation and still get a contract, but until they're ready to have the infrastructure to get themselves to a level of being a tier three, tier two, or tier one preferred supplier, they can still subcontract from someone who already owns the main contract. So you don't have to go out there and conquer the world overnight. You can start subcontracting from someone who already has the business. And then eventually, as you build your team and you're able to hire more people, as you start increasing your profitability, then that's the time you want to go ahead and start saying, okay, I'm ready to go out there and become two or tier one. But there's a process to it, and you should have a strategic business plan put together so you can lay out exactly how you're going to start and where you see the business in the next 3 years. Because if you can start off by saying, I'm going to start here, but in the next 3 years, this is where I'm going to be, that's going to give you the most long-term success.
Wow, I just love your expertise. I'm loving it, ladies and gentlemen, just being in the room. Because this is great information, and you're making my light bulbs turning. Because I actually had to do that literally, you know, I'm transparent. A month ago, I actually spoke at one of the colleges here in Atlanta, and the lady pulled me aside. She said, why are you not teaching this at the college? And I'm like, okay. So, amen. I mean, I was thinking small, Monica. So I actually, this is a great relationship that we've been, you actually have opened my eyes even more. So we appreciate that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow. So tell us this, you know, because this show goes so quickly. And I love that you're doing things in other countries. I just love it. You have the motivation, just like your brand is. You motivate us. But you give us great information that we can take from and actually put, you know, implement right now. That's amazing. But tell us anything that we have missed. We want to help you promote in the different tour that you still have left. And I may have to skip up there wherever you're going and to get this information as well. But tell us anything we may have missed that we didn't share. And please tell us how we can support you and get your, you know, your products and services and how we can support you on social media as well.
Absolutely. So please, my social media is Facebook at Monica Motivates LLC. On Twitter at Monica Motivate. You can also go to my website and find all of this at monicamotivates.com. And then also, if you are in the Atlanta area, or even if you are not, mark your calendar for September 27th. So we are having our first Global Supplier Diversity Conference. And this is going to be in Atlanta, where we are bringing some of the major corporations together and major supplier diversity experts to help your listeners really learn how to navigate this process. So follow me on social media, follow my website. This is where you can get all the information and stay in contact with me. If you're interested in hiring me to come speak to your organization, executive coaching services, or coming to consult, our team does consulting also, definitely reach out to us. Our email address is monica@monica-motivates.com. Or you can reach out to my assistant at info@motivates.com.
Ooh, I love it. I have it already on my calendar. So I'll make sure I will be in the house. Oh, yeah. I love supporting and the amazing things that we're doing. Because, unfortunately, you know, Georgia, we have a lot of nonprofits and LLCs that's, quote, unquote, inactive. I mean, we started the business, we got the LLC, but we didn't, you know, move forward, and we actually have to work together with each other. I love to collaborate and help each other move forward, and I have to always throw this in there, Monica. You know, we do have to invest in ourselves, personal development, and, of course, investment of the people that know what they're talking about. Don't you agree with that?
Absolutely.
I think we don't do that enough.
Absolutely. The best decision that you can make for yourself is to invest in yourself. Don't wait on other people to do it for you. Take time, invest money in yourself, because that's the way you're going to get the greatest return on your investment. If you're always waiting on the sidelines as a spectator for others to take a chance on you, you're going to lose out on a lot of opportunities. So invest in yourself, go out there and do it, because I'm telling you, that's where the opportunities come, not from those who are sitting on the sideline, but for those who are actively inside the arena, taking time to invest in themselves.
Wow, wow. Well, we want to first of all thank you for being in your purpose, and we also want to thank you for taking time out your busy schedule and being with our guests here with us on Good Deeds. If you need us for anything, please, please don't hesitate to contact us.
Thank you so much, Dr. Sunday. I appreciate you. Thank you, everyone. It has been my absolute pleasure. My name is Monica McCoy. I'm the founder of Monica Motivates, and I am so incredibly proud of each of you. Go ahead, follow your dream, and I will see you inside the arena.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. Oh, oh Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, my. Woo, ladies and gentlemen, you know I'm just not, I'm, you know, I know. And she lives, okay, and George, I have, yes, okay. Because I want to see, I want to get her products and services. I want to share her. I just love it. I love it when you can tell by someone's voice that they're in their purpose. She didn't miss a beat, right? Okay, amen. So that's what we have to do as well. I know you're ready for the replay. Hold on, let me get on. Please share it on social media. You know, share the link so YouTube will be ready shortly. You know, we're actually on SoundCloud, Speaker. We're on Podbean. We're on, of course, iTunes. You know, share our website and social media. Oh, I'm so excited. I have to relax a minute. Okay. But the thing about it is, if you want to be a guest on our show, our radio or TV show, or subscribe to our magazine. Now, with the TV show, you can actually have your own show. You can actually learn how to do your own podcast. I kind of do it kind of somewhat unique a little bit, kind of different from some of the big gurus that do it all the time. But we actually do media coaching. We actually do we do grief counseling as well. I don't advertise that as much, but we do that as well. I'm a speaker. God just entrusted me with a lot. We keep the system together. Amen. We do have a publishing company to get your book out, right? Get the poetry out, but get your publication out. We also have the edition of the Good Deeds magazine coming out. We've been truly blessed that Bishop Jake's on the cover, and then we actually will have. You can write for the magazine if you pleasure. You can advertise your products and services. All that information is at our website, which is www.renee Sunday, Sunday. We also have a nonprofit organization. If you're looking for a nonprofit to volunteer or even donate, all the information about that is at the website as well. The programs we offer, we also have a mentorship program, we have a scholarship program. All that information is laid out at the website. But I want you to know that you do have a calling. You do have a reason you were born. You're not a mistake. You're not a mistake. You have to do three things. Three things you have to do. You have to believe. You have to trust. And guess what? You got to walk it out. We got to walk out our individual call and purpose, okay? And you got to, don't stop, stay with me. You got to get it. And you have to get your purpose now. You know, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.